Hey, this is Jason Tucker. You can be found over at jasontucker.us. So, I've been doing the commute for a couple days now, and I've been learning that you kind of have to do things by the book to start, figure out how to go to and from, what's the easiest way to do so. And, you know, I'm taking the train now. I take the Green Line from Norwalk Station in California here to another station, Douglas, which is second to last station on the Green Line. So I've been walking from the station to my office, and I kind of took the long way around, primarily because I didn't know the area all that much. I haven't really walked around and gotten lost or drove around and got lost yet. And kind of figuring it out and getting my bearings straight. So what I ended up doing is, you know, kind of going through Google Maps and using their walking map to kind of figure out what the quickest and easiest way is. Also, I noticed I wear, you know, like this charcoal jacket, which is kind of hard to see at night. So I kind of took that into consideration, so I'm not walking down the street and could get hit by a car or something, because some of these streets don't have they don't have sidewalks. So got to kind of take that into consideration. So anyhow, I'm doing my walk to the train station right now, and then after that, hop on the train, wait about 30 minutes or so, get off, and then go find my car and go from there. That's the other thing I wanted to kind of mention, and hopefully somebody knows something about, is each morning I drive up and park my car, and I get there kind of early so I can park my car and still have a space available someplace. Parking place I'm at has about 2,050 parking spots, so they run out. You would think that they wouldn't run out with that many, but this is a pretty major hub, so a lot of people park there. So I'm scared to run out of parking spaces, and then I'm gonna have to go slowly but surely down the freeway there to get to my office. It kind of throw my whole morning out of whack. So I was thinking, what would be the best way to do this? And ends up, pretty much the best way to pull this off is to just take a snapshot of Google Maps and just wait for it to fix pretty close, so I know where I parked. I try to use this program called What Where, or Where What, or Where Now, or something like that, and it ended up like saying that my car was parked outside of the parking lot. Like, it defaulted to, on Google Maps, it defaulted to the street that I parked on, not the actual parking spot or pretty close to it. And unfortunately, this parking area doesn't have any kind of markers to designate where I parked, you know. So I can't say like A12 or something like that. So that's kind of unfortunate. So with that said, I'm trying to figure out what the best way is, other than just taking a snapshot on Google Maps each time. So if you have any tips for that, parking in large parking lots and parking in a random spot where you have no choice as to where to park, drop me a line. I'm Jason Tucker on Twitter, or you can shoot me an email, or go on my website, jasontucker.us. All right, well, anyhow, this is Jason Tucker. You have a good day, and hopefully I'll make my train. See ya. Bye.